Well, that's just about all we've got time for on Naked Oceans. But before we go, let's catch up with another marine expert and ask them, if they were a marine critter, which one they'd be and why. Here's our critter of the month.
I'm John Copley. I'm a marine biologist at the University of Southampton. And asking a marine biologist to pick a marine critter who they'd like to be is actually a really hard question, because there are so many different life forms out there and they have such remarkable different adaptations that it's very hard to choose. But if I have to pick one critter, I think I'd like to be an animal called Cystisoma. And that's a crustacean that lives in the deep sea. And it's a type of animal called an amphipod. And what's unusual about it is it's transparent. Its whole body is see-through. Every tissue and organ is see-through. It's like the Invisible Man. And I think that's one of the most remarkable adaptations that I've ever come across in the deep sea. So it lives down to about 1,000 metres, and that's what we call the twilight zone, because sunlight actually reaches to about 1,000 metres in the clearest ocean water. But below about 200, 300 metres, it's very, very faint. In fact, the water looks this incredible luminous black. It's the deepest blue you could possibly imagine. Because there's still light, though, getting down to 1,000 metres, it means animals that live in this twilight zone, they still cast shadows. So life down there is basically a perpetual game of hide-and-seek. All the animals are looking for the shadows of their prey above, and they're all desperately trying not to cast shadows below them. And so we get transparent animals. That's one way to avoid casting a shadow, is to make your body completely transparent, to turn into like the Invisible Man. And that's what Cystisoma does. These animals, they're shrimp-like animals. They're about 4 inches long. I've held one in my hand when I was in the Gulf of Mexico. They have a pair of enormous eyes. You know, most of their head, which is about a third of their body, is just a pair of eyes that are looking upwards, incredibly sensitive eyes, looking for the shadow of any of their prey above. And then to make sure they don't cast any shadow, they're completely see-through. I mean, that's just remarkable. Think about all of your body's organs. What would be required biologically to make all of those see-through and transparent? It's a phenomenal creature.
Well, that was John Copley from the National Oceanography Centre in Southampton, introducing a weird crustacean that inhabits the twilight zone in the deep sea and that you can see right through. We can find lots more marine creatures at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. That's it for this month on Naked Oceans. Many thanks to Miriam Goldstein, Rebecca Ash, Catherine Sutherland and John Copley. Until next time, we'd love to hear from you, so keep in touch with us on Twitter. We're at Naked Oceans, or send us an email. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. You'll find more info on this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by the Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.